Hey, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Molly.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Megan, and you're listening to DCP Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, howdy, hey, it's Monorail Rye. Ladies and gentlemen, thrill seekers and trivia lovers of all ages, welcome to the most exciting radio waves of your auditory lives, the Earful Celebration. It's the show where the history facts are flying, the fun may or may not stall, and the celebration never stops. And now, put your hands together, make some noise, and clear the track, because I'm your host, Monorail Rye. Buckle up, folks, because today, we've got three sensational contestants ready to take you on a journey of joy, jest, and just the right amount of ridiculousness. First up, he knows the rapids, the routes, and the roars of the river. Give it up for River Guide Chris.
Namaste. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here.
Next, the voice of the rails and queens of the quips, make some noise for Monorail Molly.
Heyo, everyone!
And last but not least, she's got style, sass, and souvenirs for days. Give a big cheer for Merchandise Megan.
Hello!
Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, grab your ears and gear up for cheers. It's time to kick off an Earful Celebration. All right, that is our introduction, ladies and gentlemen, of today's episode. We have hit 52 episodes. We are celebrating one whole year of the DCP Anonymous podcast.
Wow. Ooh. That's crazy. It certainly hasn't felt like a year.
Absolutely well, insane.
You haven't been here for the full year, Molly.
Uh-huh.
In two episodes, it'll be a year for you.
Wow.
Crazy, I know. Yeah. You came out on episode 3.
Wow, memories.
So today we are going to be playing a game that I have created called an Earful Celebration. It is our one-year anniversary of our podcast, and so therefore I created a game of Disney history over the last 100-plus years. This can include the Walt Disney Company, the parks, as well as the cruise line. Before we get into our game, Chris, is there any Disney news that you have to update us on?
Off top of my head, no.
Okay, cool. I didn't look it up either. Now, the way this game is going to work is I will be giving a question. The closest, without going over, will score the points unless they get it right on. If you get it right on, you get 2 points. If you are the closest without going over, you get 1 point. There are multiple questions throughout the game that will have a list of answers. For every answer that you get correct, you get 1 point. If you go over 5, we will automatically double your points. If you can get over 10, we will triple your points. Oh. If you can get over 15, we will quadruple your points.
Ooh.
So, get ready.
That's a lot of points.
Round
has prepared me for this.
One. Everybody's phone is ready and active, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number one. Dim the lights. What was the price of admission to Disneyland in 1955? River Guide Chris, you were first.
Oh, gosh, I believe it was 35 cents.
That is incorrect. Next, I have Molly.
I believe it was $2.75.
That is also incorrect. Megan.
Was it 30 cents?
That is also incorrect.
I was hoping it was on my pin.
And just so you know, every time one of you gets it wrong, it is a negative point that goes to me.
Oh.
So therefore, none of you have negatives. I just collect your negatives as positives. So I currently have 3 points. The answer to the question is adults were $1 and children were 50 cents. Now, if we go over to the East Coast, let's take a wild guess at what the price of admission to Walt Disney World was in 1971. Molly, you were first.
I believe it was, 1971, I believe it was $5.
Incorrect, Megan.
10?
Incorrect, Chris.
$3.
Incorrect. But I did say, I forgot to give you guys points for whoever was closest for going over.
Yeah.
I already screwed up on the first one. So you are all incorrect yet again. This was $3.50. So, Chris, you were closest, so you will get 1 point. And then I believe, Chris, you were still closest with the first one as well, correct? Because you said 35 cents.
Correct.
Molly, what did you say it was?
I said $5.
For Disneyland.
Oh,
two. You said two.
Yeah, I think I
Okay,
said 250.
so Chris currently has 2 points. I currently have 6 points.
Oh.
Okay, this is not being such a great game day. I may or may not have made a terrible game day. I'm sorry.
Hey, you know, it's going to be educational no matter what. So we're
Yes,
learning.
we're all learning something new today. Question number three. Buckle up. As we all know, for Walt Disney World's 25th anniversary, the castle was trans. Megan, why did you already buzz?
Intuition. But we'll see. Keep
What
going.
was. No, what was. You have to answer now.
Birthday cake castle? No?
That is incorrect.
F.
As we all know, for Walt Disney World's 25th anniversary, the castle was transformed to look like a giant pink birthday cake with lollipops and gumdrops. How many candles did the castle hold? Molly.
Wouldn't it be 25?
That is incorrect. Chris.
What?
10.
Incorrect. Molly, you were the closest. The answer is 26 for 25 years and one to grow.
Good
Aww.
luck. Good luck, handle.
Question number four. For the 10th anniversary of Disneyland, Walt Disney's World of Color television show broadcasted two episodes celebrating the anniversary. In these episodes, they announced these three upcoming attractions. Megan.
Carousel of Progress, Small World, Pirates? I don't know.
So you actually have two of the three.
Okay,
However,
yeah.
I asked Disneyland, not Disney World. Chris, what was the last one? Small World and Pirates were announced for the 10th anniversary of Disneyland. What was the third?
What is the Haunted Mansion?
That is correct.
Oh.
Carousel of Progress was Disney World.
Oh, I guess that is only a Disney World. I was more just going off
Yes.
of what was at the World Fair, and I was like, okay.
Right. Well, and see, and I'm over here. I forgot that Small World was not an opening day attraction. So you said it's a small world, and I'm like staring at you, like, what?
Yep.
Well, I know you're looking at me like I'm crazy, and I'm like, no. I know it was at the World's Fair.
I don't take any points on that round because you guys got them all. Question
And I
number.
helped.
Molly was there for
Moral
support.
support.
Yes, moral support. Question number five. Disneyland is currently, well, not currently, it will be celebrating its 70th anniversary in the upcoming weeks. What
Less than
other
two.
Disney park will be celebrating a milestone this year? Megan.
Hollywood Studios?
Incorrect. Molly, you're second.
Well, I was gonna say studios.
Well, you have a second guess now.
Yeah, so ooh, you know, I'm gonna say Euro Disney.
Incorrect, Chris.
Well, that was my guess. Not studios, not magic. Disney's California Adventure.
Also incorrect. The answer is Hong Kong Disneyland.
Oh.
I was
Yes.
going through them all. I was like, Animal Kingdom was 98, Epcot was 81,
82,
Shanghai
I
was
think.
2016.
Yeah,
Forgot
well, I
about
was
Hong
thinking in my
Kong.
head, I'm trying to do the math. I was like, okay.
Yes, it was opened September 12th, 2005. Oh, well, that was the next question that I just gave you.
Whoops.
So, just okay, keep that in mind. Here's the rest of the question. Let's see if you can answer the actual question here now that I messed that up. Okay. What was the opening day and year of Hong Kong Disneyland? Megan.
Oh, I buzzed. September 12, 2005. Is that what
Making
you
it
said?
how old?
20.
Yes, there you go. Great job. Whoops. At the end of round six, I will give you a tally score here. I currently have 12 points. Megan has 3 points. Molly has 1. And Chris has 3.
This feels rigged.
This is very rigged. I need to... Let me change up how this is going to work. If you guys get it wrong, I'm just going to collect 1 point. Like, as a collective for you guys, so you guys can catch up. And if you guys can get it right on, I will double the point automatically. And then, again, if you get 2, then 4, we'll just double your guys' points. Sound good?
Cool.
Sounds good.
All right. Question number 7. Two parks will be celebrating 20 years in 2026. What two parks are they? Megan?
I for sure know one, so I'm going to guess on the second.
Okay.
Shanghai and Epcot?
Okay, let me clarify. I may not have said something correctly. Two parks will be celebrating 20 years. Did I say that?
Oh, 20. Okay, maybe I just didn't catch it. So Shanghai was wrong. That would be 10.
Yes.
Okay, then just put me to the bottom.
Okay, what was the other one you said?
I said an incorrect Epcot, I believe. That was a guess.
Chris.
So one of them is going to be California Adventure.
That is correct.
And I'm going to go with Disney's Hollywood Studios MGM.
Incorrect.
Dang.
Molly.
Well, I know it's not Studios. For showsies. I'm going to say Euro Disney again.
Also incorrect. Megan, do you have...
No. You go.
It is... Tokyo Disney Sea.
Yep. Yeah, I was about to say that.
That's what just came to me.
I was like, we keep skipping Tokyo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, question number 8. In what year did Disney acquire Pixar? Chris.
2007.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Megan.
This is tough because I don't know if they acquired it before or after they released Toy Story. So I'm just going to say 1994.
Also incorrect. Correct. Molly.
I think they were acquired in 2004.
Incorrect. The answer is 2006.
Oh!
January.
So wait, did they just partner with Pixar before then?
Yes.
Oh.
Disney was the distributor for Pixar. But they did not, I think they had a distribution contract.
Right,
Michael Eisner
right.
and Steve Jobs had really bad blood. And it was right after Bob Iger became CEO that in his first board meeting, he flat out walked in and goes, "Hi, it's going to be really expensive. But the only thing that I know for sure we need to do is acquire Pixar because we cannot let that sour anymore."
Yep.
Okay.
So it was January.
$7 billion.
January 24th, 2006, Disney acquired Pixar.
That was my 7. It was 7 billion.
Yeah. Now, what Pixar movie debuted in 2006? Chris.
Cars.
That is correct.
I was like, if I get this wrong, I'm going to be so upset right now.
Ciao.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chiga.
Can he say that? Sorry.
He did what in his cup?
He did what in his cup?
What? All right. In 1989, this figure was added to the Magic Kingdom using a mold from this powerful symbol representing our country's independence and freedom.
What? Wait, sorry. Can you say that one more time?
I will say it again. In 1989, also the year DHS opened, Disney Hollywood Studios, but this has nothing to do with that. This figure... Megan, was that going to be your answer?
No, I was just laughing.
Okay. This figure was added to the Magic Kingdom using a mold from this powerful symbol representing our country's independence and freedom. And Megan, you did buzz in first.
The Liberty Bell?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes. The Liberty Bell in Liberty Square is a replica cast from the mold of the actual Liberty Bell.
I knew that too.
I think that's wild. I learned that when I made this game.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a fun fact. And then the tree, you know about the tree that's next to it?
Something about, like, it's 100-year, like, it's super old, and it has a whole bunch of other trees that have, like, spawned from it or something.
Okay, well, that I didn't know, but it has 13 lanterns in it for the 13
Oh,
colonies.
yes, I did know that. Yeah. Well, I saw something about like they uprooted it, obviously, to move it, and then they had to use another tree to help like the roots settle or something. But then there's also like it has multiple trees that have spawned from that one.
That's cool.
But I don't know how true that is. So we'll see. All right, and that is the end of round 10, giving Chris to 4, 5, 6, 7 total points. Molly is still on the board with 1 point. Megan
Yeah.
currently has 5, and I am at 14. So,
Okay, we all need to do better because Ryan's winning.
I
Ryan also built this game in a way to make him win.
I purposely did not. I really thought maybe you guys would have some of these, and then I realized once I started gaining points, I was like, oh no, I did not do this very well.
This is good practice. I'm about to go on a Disney cruise, so I need these trivia facts, Ryan.
Yes,
Oh, see, there you go.
these are all for you.
Yeah.
What, so
Also
Megan,
very
let's
jealous.
walk on over to the contestant table. Megan, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. Hey, tell us about this Disney cruise you're going to be going on. When's it happening? What cruise ship?
It's leaving May 31st. It is the Disney Treasure. It is a 7-day cruise going to Cozumel, Grand Cayman, Falmouth, and Castaway Key.
Wow, that sounds lovely. Now, are you doing any excursions while you're on the trip?
I am only doing an excursion in Jamaica because I've already been to Cozumel and Grand Cayman. Most of my family is doing Stingray City at Grand Cayman. I have trauma because we did it the year Steve Irwin died, and my mom forced me to touch a stingray, and I was like, ah! And so I still
Yeah,
won't go
no.
back.
That's kind of
That's a fair
understandable.
trauma.
Yeah, but in Jamaica, I'm doing like ATV and like Secret Blue Hole, which is like a bunch of waterfalls that you like jump into and stuff, I guess. So,
Sounds very
very
cool.
nice. Thank you for
Yeah.
sharing. Let's walk
You're
on
so
over to
welcome.
the Riverguide Chris Pavilion here. Or Pavilion.
Pavilion.
Let's walk on over to the Riverguide Chris platform over here. Contestant stand. Tell us, how's your day going, sir? What's going on?
Not bad. Finished bowling Nevada State bowling tournament today. Did not do well. That was rough, but that's okay. Had fun nonetheless.
I see
So
you drove your car into the studio today and you are
I was
playing
gonna
live from
say,
your vehicle.
live from my vehicle yet again. Yes, this is becoming a thing.
Well, great to have you here. Well,
Thank you.
thank you for joining us today. All right, our last contestant over here, we have Monorail Molly. Molly, Monorail Molly, tell us, what's new with you?
What's new with me is I am indeed the last contestant, being the last in points, and also the last to be spoken to here. hoping to turn it around in the later half of this game. Other than that, we're just trying to keep the vibes up.
We're truly hoping. How's that new job going? We heard you got a new job too.
Yes, new job is going well. In a shock to absolutely no one, we're only a week in and everyone loves me. So, hey, what else is new?
Hey, what else is new?
That sounds about right.
And what's the status on your father's retirement?
in the words of my mom, your father is bored. And they have actually planned a weekend trip up here later this month. I think, believe not next week, but the following week. So my guess is he will not be retired for long.
Well, that is amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. We hope that you can turn this game around in the second third here of the game. Now, this is a little bit more Disney history, and I do believe you guys will get some of these answers. Question number 11, as I clear the buzzers. Please be ready and please wait for the entire question to be asked before hitting your buzzer, just in case you may or may
Look at
not
me.
He
answer.
listens and he judges.
It's
We listen, but we
okay. I
don't judge.
deserve
We
it.
just
I
give
deserve
rules.
it.
As
I was so confident.
many of us know, Disney started out creating cartoons with Alice comedies for a number of years before the creation of Oswald the Lucky Rabbit and Steamboat Willie. In what year did Disney leave Alice Comics? If you think of the creation of Oswald and Steamboat Willie, you may or may not be able to pinpoint this answer. Molly.
19, 32.
That is incorrect. Chris.
I'm gonna go with 1928.
Incorrect. Megan.
1938?
Incorrect. Chris, Oswald was created in 1928. However, that means he had to leave the studio a year prior in 1927. Are you going to be Googling to double check me here? Because you just gave me a look. Go
I
ahead.
am.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Dare. Bet. I'll wait.
That's fine. That's what editing is for, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oswald the Lucky Rabbit is an animated cartoon character created in 1927.
Well,
So you said 1928, which is the year that Steamboat Willie premiered, which is the look that I gave you.
okay, but you
That's
said
all.
1928. He left in 1927.
No, that's fine. Yeah, that's
He was fact
the
checking
look.
your Oswald
The
creation.
look
Oh,
was that you
okay.
said Oswald was 1928, and I was like, I know that's not right.
My apologies. I was incorrect.
That's okay. That's all I was fact
I will
checking
take a
because I was
point
like,
away from myself.
oh, I'm not worried about that. I
Oh
was
no,
more
it's
just,
already
I'm
happened.
worried
It's
about
gone.
that.
It's gone.
I was more worried about my own Disney knowledge, and I was worried I was going insane.
Okay. Buzzers are cleared. We are on question number 12. After years of creating short cartoons, the studio believed that full-length feature films would be more profitable. In what year did the studio begin production on Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? Molly.
1940.
Incorrect. Chris.
1934.
That is correct.
Damn.
Snow White premiered 1937.
Oh, I was going to ask you, how
Oh,
many years did
sorry.
it take to complete for a bonus point?
Well, three.
It actually took 4 years to complete it.
Oh.
But I
I
don't
was
know if
gonna
that
say.
technically counts as like 34, 35, 36, 37, right?
Right.
So if they started in 34 and count that as a year.
Yeah. Okay. I see where they're
But
getting that.
so I'll give you the bonus point. I'll give it to you. Congrats.
Thank you.
Question number 13. For Disneyland's 30th anniversary, so think 1985, a new attraction was opened.
Wasn't supposed to be a buzz, I promise.
Well, you answered first, so go
Oh, I
ahead.
thought you ended. That's why I
No.
buzzed.
For Disneyland's 30th anniversary, a new attraction was opened. What attraction was it?
Oh,
That's
God, was that the
actually,
new?
wait, this is the f hang on. I need to fact check something because the math is not mathing. I might have one of
Okay.
these two numbers wrong. Okay,
Getting
that's
beat up with
not.
all these Disneyland questions. I don't know, Jack, about skeleton out
Yeah.
there.
Well done. I like that, Molly.
Okay, wait, this would have
I
been the
was trying to censor
40th.
myself.
This would have been the 40th anniversary. 65, 75, 85, 95. Yeah, this would have been the 40th anniversary.
So wait, it was, you said 1989.
Well, no, I said the 30th anniversary, meaning 1985, but this opened
Oh,
in 1995.
oh.
What were you going to say, Megan?
I was gonna say Space Mountain. Oh, that was
I'm
my
going to double
contact.
check. So it opened in 77, actually. Space Mountain. So this is for the 40th anniversary. A new attraction was opened. What attraction was it? Molly, go ahead.
And we're saying Disneyland, correct?
Disneyland.
Was it oh, was it like the oh, it's not Space Ranger spin out there. It's Astro Blaster.
That is incorrect. Chris, do you
Oh.
have a guess?
'95. Oh gosh. I don't know why this is. I know it's incorrect. I know it is. But the only thing I can think of is 20,000 Leagues Under the Seas, otherwise known as the worst submarine ever.
That is also incorrect. The correct answer is Indiana Jones. I almost said that too.
Oh.
Dang it.
Oh.
Now, Molly, for the 50th, they did open Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin Astro Blasters.
Was just 10 years off.
Yeah, just 10 years off. Molly, I'm going to give you a point for that because
Because I need them.
you got something there.
I need a stimmy check over
You were
here.
on it. I'm just double checking to make sure there was nothing that actually opened in 1985. to make sure that there was nothing for the 30th. I don't know why Google decided to do that. There was nothing that opened in 85. Okay. Question number 14. In October of 2012, what studio was acquired by Disney for $4.05 billion? Megan.
Marvel?
Incorrect. Molly.
Oh, was it Fox?
Incorrect. Chris.
May the fourth be with you all. It was
Ah,
Lucasfilms.
that is
that
correct. As we are recording on May 4th.
May the fourth,
May
correct.
the fourth be with us all. All right, question number 15. On October, this is where you can get a lot of points.
Ooh.
A lot. On October 1st, 1971, the Magic
Okay.
Kingdom opened. How many attractions did the park hold?
Do you want us to list them or just? You can
Oh,
give
I didn't
me.
mean to hit buzz. I meant to move it. Oh, okay.
Well, before you were saying we could list them or what?
So you're going to give me the number, and then you can list as many as you want, and then you can phone a friend to continue answering. Megan is first.
Right.
Yeah, it was an accidental buzz. I'm gonna
I feel
say
that.
12.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
It is higher. Molly.
So can I, if I say my number and it's wrong, am I allowed to still list off some, or does my number have to be right first?
Your number has to be right first because Chris will then get an opportunity, and then we'll re-clear the buzzes, and then you can try doing the attractions.
I'm gonna say 20.
Lower.
Lower than 20?
Correct.
17.
Higher. The answer is 19.
I'm so mad that I was so close.
All right, buzzers are cleared if you want to try and. Oh, Megan, go ahead and start listing.
No, I was trying to activate my screen.
Well, you
Yeah.
bust in. Start guessing 19 attractions, girl.
The issue with these buzzers on our phones is our phones keep going into sleep.
Yeah, okay. Let's start from the right. People mover.
Okay, hang on. As you say them, let me make sure I am marking them off. Actually, Megan, I think you're incorrect.
Oh my God. RIP.
No, it's not open until July 1st of 75.
Really?
Wow, because I got more. I thought I was starting off with the easiest one. RIP. Continue, guys.
Chris buzzed in next.
Chris buzzed in next. First one I'm going to say is the Haunted Mansion.
That is correct.
Okay. And I'm just going to hop all over the park. I apologize.
That's fine.
Country Bear Jamboree.
That is correct.
He says questioningly.
Because I have to search in my area where I have it.
Okay. I was like, let me know when you're ready.
When you're ready, I'm good.
Dumbo, the Flying Elephants.
That is correct. I just have to find it again. Yep.
Hall of Presidents.
Correct.
The Carousel.
Correct. Do you know what it's called for a bonus point at that time?
Me and Molly
At
do.
that
Molly had her hand
time,
first.
I couldn't even tell you what it's called nowadays.
All right, well then continue.
I was like, no. It's a Small World.
I believe you are correct. Yep, there it is.
Jungle Cruise.
Correct.
Molly, you want to take this over?
Oh, you're gonna be nice?
Maybe. It depends on if Molly's giving me a look like, really?
I
You took all the
mean,
easy ones. Now you want me to do this?
no, I mean, yeah, but like, whatever, it's fine.
Oh, so hang on. Let me count out Chris's points. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 total points for Chris. Molly, if you can tell me the name of that carousel, I will give you 3 bonus points right now.
Isn't it technically Prince Charming's carousel?
It is now, but what was it at the time of opening?
I don't know. Greg.
No, Molly. If it's Prince Charming now, think about what movie is Charming from?
Cinderella. Is it just Cinderella's Carousel?
It was Cinderella's Golden Carousel. Okay, continue, Molly.
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Was he? I see. The way I'm doing it is I'm thinking about like what rides we ride on like the Classics Tour.
That is incorrect.
Well,
oh boy.
Me then. Sorry.
So it was October 3rd, Molly. Peter Pan. Megan, go ahead.
Snow White, Scary Adventure.
That is correct, I believe. Yep, there it is.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
That is correct.
R. The R. Magic Kingdom Railroad.
Correct.
The Teacups.
Correct.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
Because, remember, they didn't want it at World and everybody's asking where it was. So I believe you got
that's right.
One, two, three, four. So you have 8 points. There are still one, two, three, four, five left. Megan, go ahead.
Carousel Progress.
No.
Oh, rats.
Any other guesses from the contestants?
How many left? How many did you say we had left?
We have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, actually. Megan.
It's not called Autopia in Disney World. What's it called? That one. The Pinocchio's buckets or whatever. Does that count as one? The Skyway?
Oh, the Skyway? Yes, that does count.
Okay. Was Big Thunder there?
Big Thunder was not there. I believe Molly was going to finish Megan off on something there.
Tomorrowland Speedway?
That is correct. It was formerly Grand Prix Raceway.
Oh.
I learned something new today.
Any others, Molly?
And then...
No, but in other news, this entire time I've been untangling this necklace, and I just finished.
Yay!
Congrats.
Okay, Chris, keep going.
I'm pretty sure I'm wrong, but Space Mountain.
Very incorrect.
When did Space Mountain come about?
Megan, I think, was first.
Does the Liberty Bell count?
That is not on here, no.
Okay.
I've got a
guess. Space Mountain, Disney... World. I guess make me fact check myself here.
Sorry.
I know it was an opening day though. January 15th, 75.
Okay.
Okay. Who is going next?
I've got a guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Was Astro Orbiter one of them?
No.
Well.
I will give you the rest. Are you ready?
Yes.
The Enchanted Tiki Room, formerly Tropical Serenade.
And formerly under new management.
Yes. Diamond Horseshoe Review. The Frontier Shootin' Arcade, formerly the Frontier Shootin' Gallery. The Swiss Family Treehouse. Mike Fink Keelboats. The Mickey Mouse Review are the ones that you missed.
Okay.
See, I never do those, like the Swiss Family Treehouse and all
right.
that.
Right.
So I just forget they exist.
Yeah, so I'm going to bring myself half a point for all the ones you missed, so I only get 3 points. Later opening dates within a week or two, you had the Liberty Square Riverboat on October 2nd, Peter Pan's Flight was October 3rd, and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea was October 14th. So to go over those 19 that opened yet again, Chris, there's a truck that just pulled in next to you.
Yes, there was.
Jungle Cruise, Hall of Presidents, The Railroad, Enchanted Tiki Room, Snow White's Scary Adventure, Prince Charming's Regal Carousel, Diamond Horse Review, Frontierland, Shootin' Arcade, Tomorrowland Speedway, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, Swiss Family Treehouse, Mike Fink Keelboats, Haunted Mansion, Small World, Dumbo, Mad Tea Party, Skyway, Mickey Mouse Review, Country Bear Jamboree. And that is
Mickey
it
Mouse
for
review?
round 15. Yes.
Okay.
Joojal it. I don't know.
I will, because I'm curious what that is.
What is?
The Mickey Mouse review.
I bet it was in Toontown. I was trying to think of something that was in Toontown, because that's a whole area.
I miss Toontown so much. I love
An
Toontown.
yeah. Indoor audio animatronic stage show at the Magic Kingdom and Tokyo Disneyland theme parks. One of three original opening day attractions at Magic Kingdom's Fantasyland in 1971.
There you go.
According
I
to
did see something
Wikipedia.
about Tokyo Yacht, and I was like, what? Okay, so at the end of round 15, here are your score updates. Taking the lead with 24 points, River God Chris. Second place, Monorail Ryan with 18 points. Third place is Merchandise Megan with 15 points, and the caboose. We can't go anywhere without it. Monorail Molly with 4 points.
Whoa,
Question number 16. See, this is why we only did 24 questions, guys, because this is intense. Megan's like, the limit doesn't exist in the group chat. And we're like, oh no, it does. Trust me. It
really
does.
gotta use your noodle.
Yes. I literally had a headache after doing the opening day attractions because every website was different. Because they had like the new names and then they had the old names, so I couldn't like I was counting them as two attractions, but it was the same attraction. It
Oh
was a
gosh.
lot. It was a
Yeah,
lot.
that's tough. That's tough.
Question number 16. Since its opening in 1955, how many guests has Disneyland welcomed into its parks?
Oh, God.
Molly was first.
Since 1955,
Yes.
and this is specifically Disneyland, correct?
Disneyland.
Thank you. I'm going to say 2 billion.
You are too high. The next on the list is Megan.
I was also going in the billions, but I know that's a very large number. 800 million.
You are closer, but it is still lower. Chris. Remember, Chris, if you are under, you get the points. If you are over, I get the points.
Shouldn't have said that. Because now I'm just going to. I know it's not correct, but I'm
You
going to go
can.
with 55 million.
I thought you were going to say one, Bob. $1. So, Chris, you do get the points. You were not even within 700 million, so you're only going to get 1 point for it.
That's fine.
The correct answer is 757 million as of
Was so
December,
close.
as of December 2021. So Megan, you are probably correct because this has not been resurveyed in 4 years. So Megan is
Doubt.
probably correct, but according to the last survey, Chris gets the point.
What's
Survey
funny
says
is
Chris won.
if I hadn't done that, I also would have been over because my guess was 775 million.
Of course it was.
Oh,
That would have been close, yeah.
so, but over.
All right. Question number 17. Since its opening day in 1971, how many times has Walt Disney World closed? Megan got in first.
Five.
Higher. Molly, you were second.
Okay, well, I was gonna say a lower number than that, but wait, sorry. Was Megan's answer higher than the answer, or is the answer higher than Megan's
The
answer?
answer is higher than Megan's.
Thank you. In that case, I'm gonna say seven.
Higher, Chris. We did an episode on this, Chris. You should know.
I was just about to say we did an episode on this, and of course now I am blanking, but I want to say it was 17.
You are too high. Molly gets the points.
Yay!
The answer is 15. It
Oh.
closed early for 9/11. The
Yeah.
COVID-19 pandemic, and then the other 13 closures were due to hurricanes.
Hurricanes. Yeah.
And they could have closed for the entire day or they could have been half days as well, such as 9/11.
Oh, shoot. Okay, that makes sense. I was only thinking of like a full shutdown,
No.
like for the full day. Okay.
Yep. Question number 18. According to Forbes, Disney's highest grossing movie at $1.7 billion worldwide is what? Molly.
Oh, I had a different answer, but I'm going to change it right now. Was
Okay.
it Star Wars Force Awakens?
That is incorrect. Next on the buzzer was Megan.
Avengers Endgame?
Also incorrect. I will rephrase the question if Chris also gets this incorrect and re-clear the buzzers.
Well, we know it wasn't Snow White.
The original or the remake?
Either. Wasn't Endgame. Wasn't. There we go. Sorry, turning my car off. Wasn't Endgame. Wasn't Force Awakens.
Still wonder how you get that car through security, Chris.
I know a guy. Was it? I don't have an answer, so I'm going to say the Jungle Cruise.
Also incorrect. Okay, let me rephrase the question. What animated movie?
Finish the
Megan.
question.
Frozen?
Incorrect. Molly.
Frozen 2.
Incorrect. Chris.
Toy Story 4.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Inside Out 2. Yep, it
Wow,
is
okay.
the highest grossing movie at $1.7 billion. Okay, now this is going to be another question. Speaking of animated movies, which one currently takes the crown for the highest budget in Disney history? So, which movie had the highest budget to create the film?
For animated, correct? We said
Correct.
specifically.
Yes, Chris.
Tangled.
That is correct, Chris.
Wow.
How did you know
Wow.
that?
Was it because of the hair?
I was gonna say, I remembered something about the hair being a pain in the you know what to take care of. So yeah, that was what made me think of Tangled.
Interesting. Do you know how much it cost?
I've got no idea.
A more $1 billion.
Was gonna say if you can get it plus or minus 10 million, Molly or Megan, I'll give you 3 points right now.
Okay, well then, if there's real points involved, I take back my answer. I'm gonna say 550 million.
That is too high, Megan.
10 million?
It was 260 million. If you guys would have just married
Dang.
your answer, she would have been there. Okay, question number 20. In 1955, this attraction held the first documented Hidden Mickey.
What year? Had to be Disneyland.
1955. This is no longer. Oh, Molly.
Didn't realize I would be getting a hint.
Do you want me to still give you the hint? I'll give you the hint.
That would be pretty cool, especially because I'm losing.
This attraction is no longer an attraction.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to show you how much I don't know about Disneyland.
Poor Molly, this game really was stacked against
I
her.
know,
No,
it's
I'm
like
so sorry, Molly.
it's so funny. It's like, oh my God, Molly's so smart, she's so funny. What's the one th what's her number one kryptonite? I don't know, something about California. And I'm like, oh.
Disney history.
Disney history. And I'm like, I don't know, if it didn't happen in Florida and I didn't learn it, I don't know.
Well, I'm also asking dates and years, so this is not like easy for anybody.
Yeah,
No.
no, but like you ask me, I don't even what I don't even I don't know jack about anything about California. I don't 100,000 leagues. That's the only one I know that's not there anymore.
Incorrect. Next on the list was Chris.
I'm
We love you, Molly. Sending you
gonna
love.
go. I'm gonna go with Snow White's Scary Adventure because
Also incorrect.
my
It's
original guess
still
was Jungle
there.
Cruise. Is it
And
still
that's still
there?
there. It's still there. I
Yeah.
wrote it. I
Yeah, all
Traumatized
the like
myself.
old school, like Mr. Toad, Pinocchio, all those ones are still there.
Megan, do you have a
I
answer?
knew Toad was still there.
The People Mover?
Also
Did they get rid of it?
incorrect. The correct answer is an attraction called Rocket to the Moon. It was opened in July 22nd, 1955. It simulated a trip to the moon.
Inspiration for Mission Space?
It opened July 22nd, 1955 and closed September 5th, 1966. It was renamed Flight to the Moon in 1967. Wait. Oh, okay. Which, duh. It closed to be rethemed in 1967. It became Mission to Mars in 1975. And then in 1998, Red Rocket's Pizza Port opened in its place.
Oh.
So there's your little Disney history. So at the end of round 20, Chris is sweeping the game with 27 points, followed by me, 20 points. Megan and Molly. Megan, you have 15. Molly, you have 5.
Woo!
At this point in the game, we are going to change it up. Molly and
Oh.
Megan, you are now a team. You need to
Ah.
work together against Chris and I.
Okay.
So, Chris, you are still by yourself. You have 27 points. Molly and Megan, you have a combined score of 20 points.
Yeah.
So you are tied with me.
Okay.
All right.
Molly, we're locking in here, okay? The lady's gotta kill this.
Points for the
Oh, wait.
last
We
four
can kill this
questions.
as long as you don't ask me any more questions about California.
Yeah, I also have problems with California.
Points are now tripled. Question number 21. How many total attractions are there across Walt Disney World property?
Oh my God.
Oh.
Do water parks count?
They do.
Okay, that's tough.
And when we say attractions, we're counting like shows and
If
rides.
it is counted as an attraction on the Walt Disney World app, it is an attraction. That is
Okay.
not a hint to look at your phones. I will know.
No, now I'm just thinking about when I have to switch to see things. So like, I'm not gonna say this out loud, but yeah, okay.
Like doing mental math. Okay.
Molly.
I'm gonna throw out 57.
Okay, Chris.
I was gonna throw out 150.
Okay, Megan.
I'm gonna throw out 187.
Okay, you went too high. Chris, you get the points.
Ah!
The answer is 179
What? Oh.
for 2 points each. If someone can tell me the park, one of the four parks. Okay, we're doing four parks here. Which one has the highest amount of attractions and the one with the least? You get two for each. Chris.
Studios has the least.
Okay.
And I think it's Animal Kingdom that has the most.
That is correct. So, if you want the
I'm
breakdown, Magic Kingdom has 40, Epcot has 41, Hollywood Studios has 15, Animal Kingdom has 52. Don't know how, but they do.
I did not realize we had that many.
Disney Springs also counts with 8, Typhoon Lagoon with 11, and Blizzard Beach with 12.
Time out.
Maybe I don't know what an attraction is. Did I work at Disney World? I'm very confused right now.
Well, no, because I do have some beef. Like, are we counting Beauty and the Beast as an attraction? Because I've just switched to entertainment in the app to see the times.
Check the app. If you go to the
Oh, that's
app,
good.
it says how many are at the total, like how many it has at the top.
But also, what's the Disney? Oh, what the heck? Is it Disney Springs besides the balloon?
I think they have like a carousel or something now too. I have to double check.
There's a carousel, and if we're counting shows, then there was the drone show. I don't know if it's still going on or not, but
Right. Then I don't know, like, if
oh my God,
Circus
Cinderella
du
Castle
Soleil.
counts as an attraction.
Well,
do
Anyway,
what?
sorry.
It
No wonder
technically
my number was
is.
whack. For the record, a
50?
location is not an attraction. A building
All
is
right,
not an
I'm pulling this.
attraction. Okay, would you consider
Yeah,
the
okay, do you need to be?
Disneyland castle an attraction? Because I would.
It's got stuff in it. Yeah, you can like walk through it. That's an attraction. You know what's
Okay,
in the
the
Cinderella
Bippity-Boppity
Castle?
Boutique is in it, and so is
But
Cinderella's
that's the
Royal Table.
boutique is its own
That's an
attraction then.
experience.
It's
That's not
its
even an
own
attraction. You have to
experience.
pay extra to get into it.
Listen,
Yes.
call Bob. I didn't create the
Oh.
attractions list on the app.
I've called Bob
Okay, well, all
before and
I'm
I'll
saying is
call him up again.
if the list included the Beauty and the Beast show, that list is
Oh boy. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I got beef.
Question 20. I literally combined you guys' points and Chris still got all the points.
I'm willing to only take one on that. It's
No, Chris,
okay.
you literally got 7 points on that.
I'm like, I'm literally willing to only take three total between the
Nope,
two
he got
questions.
seven. No, I don't want your pity points, Chris.
We're gonna come back from this, Chris.
They have three questions left.
And we're gonna kill you on them,
So
okay? We're gonna
aggressive.
be so accurate.
Okay, question number two. How many
Number
movies?
two? Wait, we went all the way back.
Question 22.
Was like, oh my God, this is my own special purgatory. Trying to do Disney trivia and I can't seem to figure it out.
This is not Cruise Line trivia, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. How many movies has the company produced? This is including all of the conglomerates.
Oh, Lord.
God.
Molly.
I'm just throwing out numbers just so I can be done with this game. I'm gonna say 125.
Higher, Megan.
350.
Higher, Chris.
500.
Higher, Molly, go again.
666.
Higher, Megan. Lower,
2,225.
lower, lower, Chris.
1700.
Lower, Molly.
I think that means I get the points, right? Why are we doing all these loops now all of a sudden? Now I understand. I'm closest now, and now we're doing
Okay,
six
Molly
loops in a
gets the
row?
points. Molly gets the
She's
points.
not
Good job, Molly.
The answer is 748.
Yeah, and you weren't gonna give me that? I was less than 100 away, right?
I wanted you to be plus or minus two, Mall.
I'm gonna shake someone.
You are gonna have so many Mickey laughs in this episode.
Wait, did I swear there? I don't think I did.
Not yet. You
I
still
have
got
a
two
couple
more
times, so I'm
questions.
sorry.
Oh man. Okay. I don't even want to ask this anymore.
Ask it, Ryan.
You're like, I'm gonna get yelled at.
Question 23. Since
Buzzers.
1990, I cleared them.
No, the other
All right,
cleared.
mine didn't update. I'm sorry.
Since 1998, how many times has the Disney Cruise Line, in its entirety, set sail?
Wait, I don't understand the wording of that question. When you say in its entirety, do you mean like all of the
The
boats are.
whole cruise line, every single ship, how many times have they left port and come back?
At the same
Oh,
time?
Lord.
No,
Or
since
like.
1998.
Wait, I'm trying to confirm the question. Are you asking like how many times the entire fleet as one have all been out? Or like how many times each individual ship has gone out?
Many times each individual ship has gone out, plus the next individual ship, plus the next individual ship in the 30 years of the history of the cruise line?
So basically, how many disembarkments have happened?
Correct.
Thank you, because I thought for a second, I thought the question was how many times have every single boat been out on the water? And I'm like,
No.
what kind of question is
No.
that?
Megan, you were first.
3,550.
Higher. Anyone else want to buzz in?
I'm waiting for Chris to buzz in. I'm not doing this again. I will take that last buzz.
Buzz.
Chris.
10,000.
Higher. Molly.
Great. Thank you. This is exactly where I wanted to be. I'm going to say 15,420.
Higher. The answer is 160,000.
Wow.
That's
Well, it's
impressive.
been 50. Oh, I didn't do that math right. Okay, because I did 365 days times like 15 years. I'm like, Megan, 1998, you're 30 years old. That's not right.
Yeah. 160,000 times the ships have left port and come back on a trip.
Wow, that's crazy.
All right, at the end of round 23, we have one left. Let me just walk on over here to Monorail, Molly. Hey, how you feeling about this last question?
Don't even talk to me.
All right, we're just going to skippity on over here to merchandise. Megan, how are you feeling about this last question here, Megan?
I'm a little stressed. I was really hoping the Disney Cruise Line question would be their order of release because I knew that one. So
I'm so sorry.
I have full faith that me and Molly are going to destroy this round.
Well, I hope you can. Chris, how are you feeling, buddy?
I'm doing okay. I don't want to say too much. I'm afraid of Molly.
So here's how this is going to work for question number 24. Chris, you currently have 34 points. Molly and Megan, together you have 26 points.
Heck yeah.
We're coming back up.
I have 20 points. We are all going to wager for our last question.
Molly, I say we go big or go home. I don't know about
you.
Dude,
I'm going all in. I don't care.
All right.
Yeah, all in.
I think if we're going to win, I want to win big.
So you're wagering 26 points.
Yeah, Your Honor, we're going to go all in.
Yes.
Okay, Chris, how many points are you going to wager?
Go all in. Peer pressure.
Nope, not going to happen. I got a math. Hold on. Come back to me. Ryan, how many are you going to wager?
I'm wagering 10 points, half of my points.
I'm wagering 7 points.
Okay. Here's how this is going to work. You're going to chat me your answer. You're not going to say it out loud. You're not going to buzz in. You're going to chat. So for those, Megan, do you need to know how to chat? Down at the very bottom, there's a chat box. You click that. Uh-huh. It'll pop up a sidebar. And then when it says meeting group chat, you're just going to hit my name.
Okay.
So the way this is going to work, Molly and Megan, if one of you gets it correct, you will automatically get those 26 points.
Okay.
Chris, if you get it correct, you get the 7 points. If neither of you get it correct, you both lose the points. I gain the points.
Okay.
All right. The final question. What were Mickey Mouse's famous first words in 1929?
That's my guess.
We're just waiting on Molly.
Oh, God.
One of you is correct. The other is incorrect.
Way to stress us out, Ryan.
Molly, saved by the bell.
What?
The answers that I have are hot dog, hey pal, and dude, I'm throwing this one out, hot dog. The answer is hot dog.
Whoa!
So,
Megan, I'm so glad that we could bring this home.
Molly, good job, Molly.
Proud of you, Molly.
So, it took a lot to get there. She came from the bottom. Now we're here. 52 total points. Our game day winners for our one-year celebration.
Let's go.
Monorail Molly and Merchandise Megan.
Wow. It only took a lot of sass and salt and a combination of points. But we got there.
I owe it all to Molly.
And Chris.
Hot dog.
How do you feel coming in second and a half place?
You know what? It's okay.
You played a it's true okay. game. You played a great
you
game
play,
out there.
You played a real game. You kept an even head. You didn't complain and should swear like some of us.
And hey, I ended up losing, which means it ended up being an okay game day.
Right.
All right. Well, that's it for our one-year celebration game day. You guys have anything you would like to say? Close us out.
Happy 1 year, everyone. I know I wasn't here since the very beginning, but I'm glad that I have my contract. And this has been so much fun, and I'm so glad to get get to do this with you guys, and I'm happy for our listeners that they get to join us for all this.
Chris, Megan, anything you would like to say? Megan, I know you've been on a whole three episodes of 52, but you know.
I'm just happy to occasionally share my voice with the world.
Our limited time magic, yes.
Yeah.
Chris, you get anything, bud?
I want to thank you and Claire, Ryan. This started out as a way for us to get together and hang out because there had been such a long time period where we really weren't getting a chance to talk. And it has been a magical year.
I agree. I agree. Yeah, I want to thank all of you for joining us on our listener side as well as our cast side here. You know, it wouldn't be possible without, us committing to this every week for an hour, 2 hours, whatever. You know, we
3 hours
appreciate.
like last week.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. You know, we just go on tangents. It's fine. But I think we can bring some, joy and happiness to some people's lives, and I think that's pretty cool that we get to do this every week, and I appreciate you guys all being here. And Megan, I mean, I feel like you and I didn't know each other. We didn't know each other at all, and
No, not
now
at all.
it's
No.
like, yeah, you've been on three times, but you and I still like chat all the time on Instagram and everything. So it's pretty
Oh,
cool
yeah.
to make new friends with it too. But again, thank you, listeners, for sticking with us. If you've been here since the beginning, and if you're a new listener, welcome. Thank you again for being here. Follow us on Instagram. DCP Not a Mouse Pod. We now have a Discord channel. Join us on there. You can find the invite link on the Instagram. Just swipe up on the links. So join us there. And until next time, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chris.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Molly. And you've been listening to 1 year of the DCP Anonymous podcast.
Here's
Bye
to many more.
bye. And here, ears to many, many more. And hopefully, I won't get mad next time.
That's why we love you, though.
Aww.